Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to PWN Radio, Woman in the Morning, broadcasting woman-owned radio shows 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm your host, Francielle Daly, and you're listening to Mommy Mondays on Full-Time Mom Radio. Hello, mommies. Good morning, good afternoon, whichever time zone you are in. I hope you're having a fabulous day thus far. Thank you so much for listening to us if you're a first-time listener or if you're a faithful listener. We really appreciate it. And as always, I ask that you call us at 602-753-1726 so that you can join in on the conversation and ask your questions for our fabulous and talented experts that we bring in. Again, call us in at 602-753-1726. So today is Labor Day, so happy, happy Labor Day, everyone. And before I introduce our guest to you all, I want to share, where did Labor Day come from? Well, Labor Day was created as a way to acknowledge and pay tribute to the workforce for all that they have done to make our country prosperous and strong. So, I mean, really, that's for those that stay home and work, for those that are out and just working at whatever job you're working at. I mean, really, today is the day to really relax and celebrate you guys, because you guys are who build our country, for the just the time that you are trading in for that company or that business or whatever it is that you're up to. The first Labor Day was celebrated actually in New York City, and then the other cities followed this example in the following years. It was in 1894 that Congress passed a law making the first Monday of September a legal holiday. Yay for that, because that sure means that everybody gets a day off and gets to enjoy either relaxation or time with their families. So now that you know, simply and just wishfully, have a really great Labor Day. So I thought this would be such a great topic to talk about, especially because it is Labor Day. I mean, you are earning hard-earned cash, right? And so in honor of that, we'll be discussing the five gotchas of money. I really understand that when we are educated and given options for us, when, you know, we earn that paycheck or we, you know, earn money, it's really about choosing better decisions. So are we saving it or are we creating wealth? Or are we creating debt, right? Like, what are the two things that we're doing? So we're either really building it up or we're really destroying it. And I really, truly believe that it's really important that we do understand all of our options versus only knowing a tad bit and then just going by what everybody else is doing. I mean, it's great that everybody is saving, but there are so many options out there, and I believe it's really important that, I mean, we just get those tools and resources. And at Full-Time Mom, I really believe that family, faith, fitness, finances, and fun are those main categories, the main topics, the main view, you know, like the visionary, right? Those are the five things that we're building ourselves up as moms, because really it starts with us so that we can carry it over to our children. So with that said, today's guest, I love talking to her. I love just having her on. She is a dear friend of myself and my husband, and just what she's doing out there is amazing. So her name is Melanie Jane Nicholas. She has committed her life to teaching parents and their children to utilize her proven wealth creation systems to raise wealthy kids and create the first financially responsible generation. Melanie Jane's highly innovative techniques and strategies show us how to raise our children to be future leaders. Melanie Jane reviews these fast-track wealth strategies and programs such as the Quick Money Smart Camps, and let me tell you, I have been to one with my daughter, and they are so much fun. I had this mindset of money being so boring and just like, oh, I got to learn about all this stuff, but she really creates the atmosphere and the environment so that we're teaching our kids, but our kids are teaching us at the same time. So she also has done the quick mini camps, the quick business building camps, and the WOW, World of Wealth game. Melanie Jane is a founder and CEO of Kids Wealth International Club, which is quick, where she helps your kids get to rich in a fun way, and APPEAR, the Association of Proud Parent Education, educating about riches, where she partners with parents around the world to clear the fog, the financial overwhelm generation. For more information on Melanie Jane, please visit the following website, which is MelanieJaneNicholas.com, QuickKid.com, and AppearToday.org. And I will have that all on the blog on FullTimeMom.org. So if you want just to go ahead and make it very, very simple for everybody, just go to FullTimeMom.org and then go under Mommy Blog, and then I'll have all of the information so you can really get what she's up to. So let me chime her in. Honey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Francioli.
Hey. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on your show. Awesome to be here on this Labor Day. Really excited to be here, actually, to educate all of the listeners on your show. And I think this is such a great topic, especially on Labor Day. As you had mentioned, we all work so hard for our money, our hard-earned money. Yet, a lot of times we don't know how to allocate it and what to do with our money. And so I'm going to be talking about the five gotchas to watch out for so that we can actually protect our hard-earned money and not go into the pitfalls of what you're going to find out is the five gotchas.
Yeah, totally. I am totally aligned with just the message and just the movement that's been created. And I think it's just so important that we really understand what's out there so that we're not falling into negativity, but versus really building up that wealth. And I mean, we're just protecting our money, right? I mean, we're earning it and we're trading our time for it, right? So why not?
Yes, so. Definitely. Well, I feel like, you know, a lot of times, you know, money is such a taboo subject, and this is just very educational because once, you know, people have this experience of, oh, okay, it's just actually really a tool to live our dreams, which is one of our wealth principles that I teach the kids and the parents. We basically, you know, our Money Smart families, we basically change and transform the way people think, feel, and manage money. I think sometimes that people tend to just, you know, there's that underlying mindset of not talking about it, whether they had experiences from their past of, you know, losses or just shame around it. But after this, I think we'll see a better light as to how to protect that and really the steps to move forward to basically look at it as a tool to enhance our lifestyle as opposed to something that's, like you had mentioned, something that's boring or something of a burden, you know, to have to learn and teach our kids about. So really excited.
Yeah, definitely. Well, just before you go into, I know you're an author, you're a speaker, and I mean, it all goes down to how you're just out there and you're just really educating. Can you start just by, I mean, how did you come up with this passion and this vision and the mission behind it all?
Yeah, so you know, I actually have, interestingly enough, a nursing background. I'm sure that a lot of parents out there, you know, having kids, you know, as full-time moms, we just want the best for our children. And unfortunately, you know, my parents, they were the first generation here in the U.S. They came from the Philippines. And although I was born, my brother and I were born here in the U.S., they had brought us to the Philippines from the time I was 2 to 7 years old. And so I lived without parents for about 5 years, you know, and I want to say that, you know, they had abandoned me there. But when, you know, growing up, I realized that they really sacrificed, you know, which most parents would, to come here to the U.S. and live the dream, so that they can, they were working like two, three jobs, so that they can save money for our college funds. And then, but the pitfalls of that is that I actually didn't have the mentors and the mindset to, that I actually have now to become wealthy, or even the money management skills. My mom was a nurse who worked long hours and taught me how to get a good, to just get a good education and a stable job. And that's, you know, basically what our culture, you know, tells our kids. But as we know nowadays, a stable job is not necessarily, you know, what's happening right now. A lot of people are getting laid off, and they don't know where to find the funds to create a lifestyle that they want for their children. My dad, on the other hand, he was an engineer, but he went into real estate and owned a business, knew how to make money here and there, never really knew how to manage it, though. So I was very fortunate enough to learn from my parents' mistakes because, you know, from studies, children really just model what their parents do, or they rebel against it. So I rebelled against what my parents, the mistakes that they have made, so that I can not continue that that pattern for my own children. I have four kids. I have a 10-year-old, Jardalaysa May, 8-year-old, Dylan Matthew, Jaden Michaela is 7, and Dean Michael is 6 years old. So, and I am also a single mom. When I went through my divorce, I realized I really wanted something better for my kids. And fortunately enough, in my early 20s, I went out there and I sought out leaders and people who are gurus in the finance world and business world to mentor me, and to just mentor and educate me and take me under their wing to teach me the rules of the money game, wealth principles such as pay yourself first, save early, save often, things that, you know, the school systems don't teach us. Because I wanted something that actually involves my children. I did not want to create the same pattern where I was working 2-3 jobs so that my and then my kids were going to school, and I was having the kid, the teachers actually educate them, right? As opposed to educating them, you know, from the home, the value of a dollar. And so I basically just took everything I've learned from my mentors and put that in a kids format, because through that process, I learned that kids learn best when they're young. I mean, by the time a child is 2 years old, their belief system has already been ingrained in them about 25%. By the time they're about 4, about 50%. And by the time they're about 8, about 80% of their belief system has already been ingrained in their subconscious. So when a parent says something like, we can't afford it, do you think money grows on trees? You know, we are basically putting limited limitations on what their capabilities are. However, if we say things such as, well, how can we afford it? How do you think we can do that? I wonder why. You know, those are more empowering words that we can actually teach our kids. And so I love children. Honestly, I have a mission to, you know, to educate a million children and touch the lives of a million kids in my lifespan. And so I created this program together called Kids Wealth International Club Money Smart Camps. And knowing that kids learn best through experience, I created games and connected them with financial concepts so that they don't even know that they're learning the financial concept, and it's all through games, simulations, songs, and they learn everything that that we should have been taught as in school, so that we can actually learn how to make, manage, and multiply our money as adults. So that's how I started. But, you know, I have a vast knowledge in business and in real estate because my dad was in it. And apparently, like I said, I kind of followed my mom's footsteps as being a nurse, although I haven't practiced as a nurse for 8 years now. And I've just pursued this this passion of mine to educate kids, and so that they don't grow up having to undo some of the limitations that I see a lot going on right now in our economy.
Yeah, I think your story is, like, really remarkable, and I think a lot of our, you know, the listeners, and just, we can relate, I mean, to some points of where you've been, where you've really gone through and then like where you're at now, especially with myself when I was a single mom. And I actually did work those 2-3 jobs, you know, 12-hour days, and I actually was in the medical field as well. And I didn't know what I was doing at all. And just to share, like, the reason why I'm so passionate about finances is just going through very, very, something very simple. And it was actually through Laura Langmeyer's CD. She had just a simple CD. I listened to it. And right away, just understanding how to find the money that you've actually been putting into. So I was part of unions and things like that. And I had money just laying, you know, sitting around, just kind of, you know, doing nothing. And by just being aware and educated, right, like just like that tool, like she just said, hey, go and look for that. And I did. And I actually did find more than $6,400 just laying there. So wow. I think it's both, yeah, I mean, I think it's really, really, really important that we are, you know, getting some form of education to know what we're even putting ourselves into. Like, it's really funny because, I mean, for the last, 5 years I was working and, you know, just at a job and through a union. And really, I had no idea I was putting that much money into a 401k, right? So it's like how many other people are out there that may not be aware of how much they are putting in there or even at all, right? Like, what is on that check stub and what are we putting away? And then if we're putting it away, are we putting it away smart? And are we investing it so that when we do retire, or I'd say more like what was the term that we came up with instead of retire financially free?
Yeah, financial freedom day.
Yeah. I would prefer to say it that way. But just for those that, you know, understand the term retirement is, you know, when we do take it out, did we do the work where, you know, it did accumulate in some type of form of percentage-wise, and it just didn't sit there. So it's really great what you're going to be talking about, and I just really appreciate just sharing who you are and what you've done thus far. And, you know, I'm just so happy to be working with you and that you are one of our mommy experts, you know, our parenting panelists, and you are definitely an expert in this, so I trust you, and I just love your message. So,
thank you. You're welcome.
So let's get into like these five gotchas, because it's just so funny. I want to share before you go into it. My dad was going through something the other day, and I was like, "Oh yeah, we're going to be discussing the five gotchas," and he's like, "Yeah, you got me." Whenever it comes to money, you got me. So I think it's really funny how it's phrased, the five gotchas of money, because really they kind of do gotcha. So
yeah.
For you to just elaborate on that and really just have our listeners understand what even this means, I think the end result is you'll really get, yep, they did get you. So
yeah. Okay. So the five gotchas of money, they're like, what's a gotcha, right? So it's basically something, you know, since it's Labor Day, you know, we work hard for our money, and a lot of times, you know, things happen in life. You know, people don't really plan to fail. They just fail to plan, and they have their funds allocated in their money allocated in different places that aren't really serving them. You know, they work hard for their money, they put their money somewhere, and then all of a sudden, gotcha, you know. I'm going to talk about the first one, which is losses. Losses is the number one gotcha of money, because if you can see, like, a lot of people actually put their money, most people put their money in either mutual funds or 401ks, those who have jobs, you know, because that's what they know of, right? They don't necessarily know where else to put their money, so they're overfunding they're maximizing their contribution to a 401k. But do you remember what happened in 2008, Francielli?
I think something called, I know those, like the stock market, like we went and Yeah, like it crashed, right? Like we.
Yeah, exactly. So in 2008, the stock market had crashed. Our term for it is Rocktober 08, because everything just went down. Real estate took a hit. Stock market took a hit. So those people, including my mom, who has been working as a nurse for like 35, 40 years, she has been funding her 401k for such a long time, ready to retire, early retirement. And she couldn't because she had lost like $40,000 in her 401k. So that's basically a first gotcha of money. When we earn our hard-earned money, we want to make sure that we are putting it in a vehicle that has no losses. And I'm actually going to go through the five gotchas and then tell you what the solution for it, because there is a solution for this. And people are like, there is no, a vehicle where you have no losses. When you're investing in something, there's no way that, you could lose, there's no investment that has no losses, but there is actually. So that's basically the first gotcha of money is, we want to make sure we protect our money. Again, there's in the stock market, people are like, well, I earn, let's say we put in $100 into a mutual fund, and they the first year it earned 20%. So now you have $120 into that in that mutual fund. But then the next year you actually lose $30 of that. So now you're at $90, right? So a lot of times when someone experiences a loss, it takes them double the time to actually gain that loss back. So first and foremost, when we put our money into a vehicle, we want to make sure we take care of that first gotcha, which is losses. I totally understand that people actually don't know what those vehicles are, and so that's where I come in and my team comes in and teaches about those vehicles. So that's the first gotcha of money. Francielli, if you have anything to say about that.
No, just keep going because I'm writing.
Okay. I'm just going to keep going until you stop me, okay? Okay, so the second gotcha of money, which is basically healthcare. Nowadays there's so many things going on with our health. We don't think about it, but a lot of times, we just go and work, and I think this is, goes with Francielli was saying, the five things that matter with full-time mom, faith, family, fitness, finance, and fun. And without our health, none of this really matters. It doesn't matter if we have all the money in the world if we don't have our health, because it wouldn't matter if we weren't living, right? So healthcare is such a big thing. I just want to give an experience, my own personal experience, because I think this is like just something that just is very true and dear to my heart. Even though I have been divorced, my ex-husband had just, he's actually in the medical field as well. But back in February, he got diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma. And so he hasn't been working for since February. And what I want to say is that a lot of times, that's the big gotcha in that it doesn't protect our ability to make money, to bring in cash flow. And cash flow is basically what drives our, our lifestyle and what we put out there to protect our families, to provide for our families, right? But if the cash flow stops because of a healthcare reason, then there's a lot of times I see families go from, being well off and being able to do their everyday life and provide for their kids, and then something happens where they actually get sick. And let's face it, actually one out of two people by the time they're 60 years old and above will actually need like long-term care. Actually, there's a lot more people, like one out of three people will experience some kind of disability in their lifetime.
Wow.
Hello? Okay, sorry. I don't know if that was
you're
me,
fine.
But... Okay, so we want to make sure that we protect our ability to work and produce the income through health, you know, by not losing our health. And so that's the second gotcha of money. So in the product that product that we actually have in 2011, there was this law that had passed where they, life insurance actually has become, when we think about life insurance, people think about, you know, death, right? Francielli, they don't think about like living, like you have to die to get, you know, a death benefit. But in 2011, actually, they had changed the rules, and you could take up to, basically, if you were to get diagnosed with cancer or heart disease, kidney disease, or get disabled and can't perform 2 out of the 6 daily activities of living, which is what we usually do the first hour of the day, which is bathing, eating, transferring, changing, we can actually pull up to $9,900 from the death benefit in a life insurance product. So it's not meant for someone to pass to actually be able to provide for a family anymore. We can actually utilize that. So we call it a living benefit. So imagine like something happens and just like, you know, my ex-husband, and he can't work anymore, but, you know, your lifestyle, we could keep our lifestyle going because we're able to pull money somewhere, right? So healthcare is a second gotcha of money, and we really need to make sure that we protect the income that we make, or we protect our health or our ability to make money. And if we can't protect our ability to make money, we have to be able to supplement that income if something were to happen to our health. So that's number two. Number three is inflation. So back in the days when I was like, I don't know, in my teens, you know, movies was like, I don't know, $1, right? The cheap movies were $1.
Yeah.
Popcorn was so cheap. And nowadays, having 4 kids, every time we go to the movies, it's probably at least like, you know, $30, $40, you know, for myself and 4 children.
I know. I'll add to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were at the movies the other day, and we had gotten some gift certificates for Christmas, so we were able to use those.
Okay.
But the person in front of us was probably, what, it was him and his 2 kids. And they were going to see, I think it was like that new Spider-Man movie that was just coming out or whatever. His total, mm-hmm. just for the tickets, I mean, I don't even know what he went and bought at the concession stand. His tickets alone were $80.
Oh, my God.
Just 3 of them. So I'm like, what in the world? And then it so happened that, you know, we have the gift card. So, I mean, we weren't really, like, conscious of what the price was. But then we were actually taking up money ourselves, right? The movie tickets were almost, I think Brian said they were about $23 a piece. I'm like, no, let's just go rent at Redbox and we'll stay at home.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Like, nothing is the way it was before, that's for sure. So.
Yes.
Totally.
And for you moms out there too, not only movies, but like milk, right? I mean, milk is a big thing for the children. I don't know how much it was back then, probably, you know, less than $1, but I go to the store and I'm like, you know, seeing this, you know, milk for 4 something, the organic one is like $10, and I'm like, that's so crazy.
You know, and they didn't
right?
have organic 15 years ago, so it was like,
yeah.
Okay, we just got one brand, and it was, I think it was actually 99 cents, because I remember my parents would give me $1 and say, hey, go run to the corner store, and I'd come back, and then I remember, I think it was like 15 years later, then there, you know, I was the one buying milk for my daughter. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought I could only use $1. Now I have to use like $3.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything is not going to get cheaper. You know, as life goes on, our inflation is going to hit us. And the rate of inflation is actually about, you know, 3% every year. Everything, all the costs of, you know, the important things in life, our essentials, food, transportation, you know, clothes, housing, electric bills and gas bills, you know, they actually increase about 3% every year. So if we are putting our money in, you know, something like a bank account that's earning, a savings account that's earning, you know, 0.0025% interest, and yet inflation is at a rate of 3%, we're actually losing money from the money that we've earned, right? So we want to make sure that we put our money into something and invest into something that's apparently higher than a 3% interest rate. And so inflation is a gotcha money. You know, 3%, we might say, oh, you know, that's not a lot. But over time, you know, on a yearly basis, that actually adds up. So that's basically the third gotcha of money. The fourth one is, I love this, is taxes. You know, I want to say that there's two things guaranteed in life, right? And it's taxes and death, right? So those are two things that are going to happen no matter what. So we actually teach parents, basically, and families to make sure we're protected from the fifth gotcha, which is taxes. So we are taxed in three different ways, tax now, tax later, or tax-free. And, you know, so I'm going to ask you, Francielli, out of these three, which one would you like to be in before I go into which one is what?
Well, I kind of have an understanding, so if I didn't know, right?
Yeah, okay. if you didn't know.
If I didn't know, tax later, of course.
Tax later, yes. And that's where most people put their money in, right? But tax-free is always the answer to that. You want to be putting your funds into something that's not getting taxed by Uncle Sam. So tax now is most people are in tax now and tax later because that's all they know usually. Tax now are things such as your checking accounts, your savings accounts that earn, you know, the interest of you know, the very low interest, mutual funds, CDs, and, you know, at the end of the year, Uncle Sam gives you a 1099 letter and says, hey, this is your growth, and I'm going to tax you on it, and so you have to pay taxes on that. Tax later is what a lot of people who are working actually put their money in, such as 401ks, IRAs, SEP IRAs, 403Bs. I know when I was working as a nurse, I contributed to a 403B. But what's interesting with this, and this is something that I wasn't taught when I was actually working as a nurse, is that, you know, if you wanted to be taxed on something, you want to make sure, you know, we always ask people, do you want to be taxed on your penny seeds or your million-dollar harvest, right? Because if you were to put money, let's say, you know, and I'm going to just make this up, you put $100 into a 403B or 401K, and it grows to $1,000 when you're about to retire, like, you want to get taxed on the $100, not the $1,000, because now Uncle Sam actually gets, you know, a bigger portion of the profits. But those are all actually tax codes, you know, 401K, 403B, which I didn't know, you know, before learning all this. And the problem with this is that it's susceptible, again, to the number one gotcha, which is losses, right? People who have put into money into their 401Ks and 403Bs, they experience losses. And not only that, but you can't take it out. It's not liquid. You can't take it out until you're 59 and a half. Otherwise, you get penalized and taxed on it. And then by the time you're 70 and a half, you actually have to take out a minimum distribution. Otherwise, you get penalized and taxed on it again. So Uncle Sam has really planned this out, right, to make sure that it's to the advantage of him as opposed to the average family that's working every day, you know, just to provide for their family. And then the tax-free portion, a lot of people know about Roth IRA, and within this plan, sometimes, you know, the wealthy actually aren't, they can't contribute to a Roth IRA because they make too much money. So there's some limitations to that, although it's tax-free. And then, but it's also susceptible, again, to the number one gotcha, which is losses. And then the tax-free vehicle that we like to talk about and educate about is the insurance-based retirement plan. So I won't go into it too much because I am talking about the five gotchas of money, but there is a vehicle that actually protects you from all of these gotchas. So that's taxes. That's the big thing. Again, it's a guaranteed thing. We're going to get taxed no matter what. And it's something that we need to protect and understand and be educated about to learn how to manage our funds so that we make sure we're not giving too much, you know, paying too much taxes. And then number five is, you know, I can help you with all four, those four losses. However, the fifth one is procrastination. Procrastination is the fifth gotcha of money. And I know that every day, you know, we're so busy working, and then on our days off like this, we just really want to be with our family, right? Because time is so precious to us. Time is the number one resource that we can't get back. And so I always say we need to just create it. But something such as important as this that can really affect our lives, we cannot procrastinate on. So procrastination is, you know, is something that everyone, even myself, actually experience, and we can't really you know, do anything about that. It's really just educating the person that if we procrastinate on these things and we're not protecting ourselves from the other four gotchas of money, that if we procrastinated, then we may not be protecting our family. So those are the five gotchas of money. And I'm not you know, if there's any questions about it, if you have any questions, Francieli, as well, that you, or something that you want me to elaborate on that would help your listeners, please let me know.
Yeah, so I think really, in a nutshell, you really put, you know, just what to be cautious about and then what options you have. And maybe a lot of, I mean, I think out of the five, when, you know, you did educate me on this, I mean, the only thing I really knew about was, I knew briefly about healthcare, just like with disability and things like that. And I knew I should have done something or I should invest in something. And I just went back to like number five, procrastination, like, I'll get there. And we really don't know like what is promised for tomorrow. So it's like, well, if we can just simply protect what's happening now for those, for those tomorrows, I think it's really, really huge. And then I had no idea, like, for inflation, like, the rate was 3% a year, like, it would go up. Like, I knew that we were, you know, every year, like, things were going up in prices, and but I had no idea really what was the rate on that. So I think that's really good to understand and be aware of, because it's like, well, nothing's going down, everything is going up. And so how are we enabling ourselves to like kind of conform to that, right? And then also, like, it just, I think it's so important, that word protection, like, how are we protecting ourselves? And then the other thing was with like life insurance. You think, well, life insurance is for someone that's dead, or, you know, just that word death. But when in our reality, there's you know, things that are tied into it that are protecting you, so that if anything does happen to you or your family, I think it's really important that we know those options and that we're aware of them, and then we also take action. So it's like with me, I was aware of it, but I didn't take action on it because I thought, oh, you know, the next thing or the next year or when the time is right or when I have the money. And it's funny because I think we even came up with it. We were putting all our money into a car, into the car insurance to protect the car. So if something happens, right, where, you know, we have our phone bills, and then we have insurance on our phone, so that doesn't happen, right? And then we go to Best Buy or we go to, you know, HH Grid or whatever it is, and we get, you know, the big screen TV, and then we get the insurance on that. So if that, something happens, right? And I'm looking at all the different things that there's insurance out there for, and we say yes to it. I mean, why wouldn't we, right? Because these are things that we enjoy doing and experiencing, and I mean, we like to have that in our house, right? But then what happened to ourselves, our bodies, our beings, our, you know, our families? It's like, okay, well, we don't get another body. We don't get another us back, you know? And it's like, why aren't we protecting us so that our families are not suffering in the end? I mean, regardless, they will, you know, have emotional detachment, but in our reality, it's like, how are we protecting them so that something happens to us? They're set. Like, you know, in terms of long term. Like, so it's like, why aren't we thinking in that mentality? And the reason why, like, just for myself, is the world around us is so fast paced. We're so conforming to whatever is the new thing that we forget about the thing that's always there. So I think it's really, really, really huge that we really consider and really start thinking about what's important, what are our priorities. And I think as moms, our priorities are, yes, you know, our kids, our family, that's like the first thing we say all the time. But I don't know if that's really the truth when it comes down to it, because are we really protecting ourselves, you know, in the aspect of life insurance or investing our money in something that's building wealth versus keeping us stuck, right? So it's really, I think it's really huge, just the different things that I just got out. I mean, I've gone through this numerous times with you, right? And then I listen to it newly every time. So one thing I do want to add is the number four gotcha, you know, the tax-free option. To learn really like more in depth about that insurance, you are going to have an event on Friday, right, September 5th. And that's going to be called Money Smart Families. So I invite everybody, you know, to really dive deeper, ask more questions, get more clarity, and come to this event. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss it. It's going to be in Naperville, Illinois on September 5th. And the link so that you can go ahead and register so that you're reserved. And, I mean, there's limited spots is fulltimemom.org/moneysmart. And it will take you right to the Eventbrite page so that you can register and just start there. I mean, even if you start somewhere, it just starts with you saying yes and then, you know, knowing your options and then taking action. So I think that's really important. So once again, I'll just say the link for anybody that's listening and needs to jot that down. It's fulltimemom.org/moneysmart. And then again, I will have this on the blog on fulltimemom.org, so everybody can just go right to that link and register from there. So, I'm excited about this event, especially because it's at Safety Town, right, which is a family-friendly environment, so kids definitely can come. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? Because I know you've done this before and you've worked with Safety Town before in the past, so.
Yeah, so Naperville Safety Town is basically, it's like a block of, it's like a little town for kids, right? So on a yearly basis, the kids go through there. They actually have streets and little houses and little buildings, and they talk about safety, you know, helmet safety, road safety, fire safety, all that. And we actually have our money safety camp there in the summertime. And so this event that we're doing on Friday, September 5th, it starts at 5:30 and it goes to about 8:30. We are actually going to have a special guest come in to speak and teach. His name, he's known as the Money Smart Guy, and he's been on TV, reality show, MSN, Invested Life. He's on Fox News. He's been on Good Morning America. He's just really a great financial force, full of knowledge, and just I learned so much from him. So he's going to be our special speaker, and he'll be there just answering any questions as far as like, the five gotchas and where to start and how to start protecting family, your families, and your wealth. At the same time, we're actually having dinner, like a light dinner. We have a special bank coming in to provide, sponsor the event. So there's going to be a light dinner and a special gift for all the parents coming in. And we're going to be taking the kids as well. So your kids are welcome to come, and we're going to take them and teach them about money and just the six jobs of money and how to allocate it. So it's just a very educational event. And I just highly suggest that everyone, this is basically how we start. I believe that education is where we can start, again, and then like you had mentioned, what steps to take. A lot of times, you know, I think people don't take action because they don't know which action to take. So the first step is just being aware of what's happening. And then once they find out what the action is, then it's all about, you know, getting rid of the fears and the stories we tell ourselves to take action. But, you know, a big part is knowing how to take action or what to do with our money. So once we're going to teach all that at the Money Smarts Families event. So I highly recommend everyone to come. And, you know, before we go, I want to just talk about, you know, I just want to tell one story because this is something that we've actually, this I think is very near and dear to moms. One of our clients who's part of our Money Smart Families, actually, he had a daughter who's 11 years old, and he basically protected her and got her insurance as supplemental college funds, right? I mean, as moms, right, Franciela, I think we think about, like, okay, what type of college funds am I going to have, you know, when my kids go to college, because I want them to go to college. And so, again, life insurance is something that we can utilize as a vehicle for that. So he actually got her about $250,000, you know, death benefit for that purpose solely. But she actually got diagnosed with leukemia back in May, and so she had to go through chemo. And her sister was a match for a bone marrow transplant, and she was going to have the operation in October. And what ended up happening was about 3 weeks ago, she had passed away from a heart failure. And this is just something that, you know, as a mom, apparently, like, we think about our children, right? We work so hard just for our kids. We want to do everything for our kids. And it's something I think that that is such a powerful story, because she's very faith-based, and her dad was able to pull out, because she was saying, who's going to take care of me while I'm going through chemo? And her dad was able to pull out $188,000 from, you know, the $250,000 to not have to work and be able to take care of his daughter. So unfortunately, she did pass away. She is with our Lord. However, you know, during her time, she was saying, you know, out of this, you know, this what she, you know, is not a tragedy to her. She's like, something good is going to come out of this. And so this month of September is actually, our entire team dedicates it's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and we have dedicated, her name is Angel. So her name is Angel. And so we are dedicating this month to her, and so we call it Angels Month. And we're all in a mission to actually tell her story, because, you know, she was a firm believer when she was going through her chemo that, you know, her story was going to inspire, you know, families out there. And so I just wanted to share that too, in hopes that it would inspire your moms and your listeners, you know, to basically, it's not about the money. Again, it's about protecting our families and just, you know, providing that, what we want for our kids. Right. So,
yeah, no, I totally agree. And thank you so much for just sharing that. And, most definitely, I'm just honored to be able to be part of that team and just be part of just the story, right? Like, then I get to share that as well. Because you don't think of those things, you know, you don't think these things would happen to you. And when they do, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, that's not what I saw coming, right? So it really comes back to protecting and just, you know, where are your values, you know, like, what is your priority? And I truly believe our kids are like our first priorities when it comes to being mom, right? So, just really thank you for sharing that. And of course, Angel's always in our thoughts and prayers here at home. So thank you.
You're welcome.
So once again, I think this topic just goes hand in hand to Labor Day, simply because Labor Day is, a time to reflect on how much hard work we put into our businesses or our companies that we work for. Or I mean, even if you are a work-at-home mom, you know, you're doing something that's it's uplifting the country. And even if you don't think you're doing something, you're really doing something for all of us. So really take the time to relax and enjoy today, but also really get that your money is your hard-earned cash, right? And your time is so precious, and it's really utilizing those tools and resources to understand where you're putting it at. So this is one of the top reasons why I am interviewing Melanie and just really bringing these really important foundations to you. And again, go to fulltimemom.org, and under Mommy Blog, you'll go ahead and see all the links so that you can learn more about Melanie, learn about the Money Smart Movement, and then also about the I'm going to be there on Friday. It's going to be so much fun. You have to be there, and especially meet Matt Cipolla, our guest speaker. So thank you again, Melanie, for just taking time out of your Labor Day. And I know you have your kiddos home from school. And so just thank you for your time and your just your contribution to us here at Full Time Mom Radio.
It was my pleasure. Wouldn't want to do anything else, to be honest. My kids are listening to this show, so.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, I just want to end this with Happy Labor Day to all of the full-time mommies. And being a full-time mom does not mean that you're working, but really you are a full-time mom 24/7 of the day. So really get that and really acknowledge yourself for all that you do for your children, your husbands, if you're even a single mom, whatever it is, you're a full-time mom. So really get that. And as always, you've been listening to PWN Radio, 1 in the morning. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, Mommy Mondays with Full-Time Mom, because I sure have. And don't forget to listen to us every Monday here at noon Central Standard Time. For more information about PWN Radio, go to pwnradio.net. I am Francielli Daly. Have a blessed and wonderful Labor Day. Bye-bye.